My mind this morning is still on the word peace. Amen. We were studying on this not long ago, and that's still in my spirit. I cannot shake it off, so I want to preach, amen, about this word peace. Amen. Peace is very needful in these times that we're living in. And I took time and I got the definition of peace, so because sometimes people might don't just understand what peace means. Amen. It said it's freedom from disturbance. Amen. Freedom from disturbance. A state of calmness. Amen. Freedom from fear and confident. Excuse me. Fear and conflicts. It is freedom from fear and conflicts. And guess what? Distress. You know, people is so distressed in this day and time. They stressing. Amen. Because they don't know what to do. And they fearful. And the Bible, and they fearing. Some don't want to even go to school. Some don't even want to leave the home. Some don't even want to be caught out alone. Praise God. We're living in a real crucial time. Amen. And we need to pursue peace. Amen. That's what I want to declare all over the world and all over the nation. Amen. That's what I want to declare. Amen. In the White House. Amen. That's what I want to declare in your house. I want to declare peace. Amen. And we need to put that word in our spirit. I see in this day and time. We just need to just say peace. Amen. Everywhere you go, peace. Praise God. To your right, peace. Amen. To your left, peace. Come on, somebody. When you look all around, peace. Praise God. That's what we need to declare. Amen. In this time. And have and ourselves. Sometimes we have to speak to ourselves, because sometimes we get all carried away and all troubled and all wearied in the journey, and we just, amen, just down and out, and we just, amen, don't know what to do. But I'm here to tell you what to do is call on the Lord. Amen. And the Lord will help us, and he will give us some strength to go on when we feel like we can't not make it. Praise God. I want to tell you, yes, you can make it. Lift your head up. Praise God. You got to not forget who are in charge. Sometimes we think this man is in charge. That man is in charge. Amen. The man behind me. But I want to tell you, the man above is in charge. Come on, somebody. God, amen, he is in charge. And we don't have to be fretful. We don't have to be wearied and well-doing. I said peace this morning. I said peace this morning. Praise God. I know, praise God, the Lord can help us out right in this day and time. I know it looks hard. I know it looks impossible. I know it looks incredible. But I'm going to tell you, God has it. The answer. He has the answer. Let's pray. Let's pray each and every day. Let's pray for peace. Amen. Peace, amen, in our world. Peace all around us. Praise God. That's what we need. Amen. So we can be calm. You think we serving a big God that cannot do nothing? We serving a God that, amen, cannot deliver? We serving a great big God. So that's why I don't worry about anything but turn it over to the Lord. How many know when you turn it over to the Lord, he gonna fix it? And sometimes I know we question in our mind, well, you know, this seemed like it getting worse and worse. Well, the Bible teaches sometimes things going to get worse and worse. But guess what? God is still in the worst. God can still work miracles. God can still stand up in the time of turmoil. He can still, amen, when you look around, amen, you there into some heated situation. You look around and you see a fourth man there. God will still be here and there for us, praise God. I want you to know, just relax. Let your blood pressure get regulated. Amen. Let your sugar, amen, diabetes, just calm down. Amen. And stay out of the ER. Praise God. Amen. Folks, filling up the ER, praise God, with stress and heart attacks and blood pressure problem and a lot of stuff going on. But I'm here to tell you the Lord is that he got the answer. Amen. The answer is, don't you worry about it. Hello? I've got this. The Lord got it, and he will fix it. Praise God. Amen. He will do what he say he will do. Hey, ain't God good in here? Amen. You got to look around and tap into the rock. Tap into Jesus and say, Jesus, help me here. Come in this situation. Sometimes even family problems, amen, erupt right in your home, praise God. And the devil is just going wild and doing all crazy stuff. Just holler out, Jesus, amen, Jesus, praise God. I tell you, when you holler out the name Jesus, that's the name above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. At that name, he will bring healing, praise God. At that name, he will bring peace. Amen. At that name, he will bring tranquility. Won't he do it? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about in here this morning. Amen. Praise God. I know what God can do. Praise God. He can fix this thing. The devil wants you to feel that it's so complicated. It's so hard. Oh, this how it going to be. Oh, we just might as well accept this. No, the devil is a liar. We don't accept nothing. Amen. Of this sort. What we accept is Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. What we accept is the healer. What we accept is the doctor. What we accept, amen, is a God that can intervene for us in times like these. Praise God. Quit putting the Lord in a box and act like, oh man, nothing. Amen. God is still in control. God is still on his throne. Praise God. I am knowing. I'm not worried or iota. I know God's going to fix it because he's already doing it. Yes. Yes. Amen. How you know, Pastor? Anything I ever got involved in. Anything, amen, that day, man, I needed the Lord. Like this week, something came up this week, not last week or last year. Amen. I was praying. I said, Lord, I hope this ain't the case. Lord, I need you right here. Praise God. Amen. I had to make a run. And I had to go in this office and talk to these house officials. But look at God. I said, look at God. God turned it around. Amen. Huh. Come on, somebody. The devil probably meant it for my bad, but the Lord turned around and made goodness out of it. Look what God will do. So that's why I'm excited. That's why I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. While we trying to figure it out, you know how sometimes we're scratching our head and we're trying to wonder how we're going to do this thing. Praise God. But so many times while we're trying to figure it out, God done worked it out. You looked up and said, man, look at God. Amen. He worked a miracle. Amen. He turned it around. Huh? Amen. That's what I want you to do, is just stand on the promises of the Lord. The Lord said he will what? Never. Huh? Come on. He said he will never leave us, not forsake us. He will be with us forever. That's why I serve no God. Amen. He don't run from trouble. He don't run from problems. And I want to tell you, don't you run either. Amen. Praise God. I said, don't you run either. Just know that God, praise God, going to work it out. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. I know I'm human. I know it looks ugly. I know it looks impossible. Praise God, in your eyesight and in your way you looking at it. But you need to tell the Lord, amen, I need to look through the Lord eyeglasses. See, when you look through mine's, amen, it just seems natural, just natural. It's just supposed to happen. But it's something about Brother Curtis. When you put on the Lord eyeglasses, hello in here, amen, you see things different. You see a way out. You see God fixing it. You see you don't have to worry. You see that God, amen, making a way. Praise God. I want to tell you, you need to look through the mirror of God. You need to see his face. And you just need to see what he can do. And quit looking in your natural, at the natural things and out your natural eyeglasses. Amen. It looks terrible. But when you look to God, he done have got the answer. Amen. He done fixed it. And we still trying to work on it. A mechanic sometime, the car already running good. It's running good. Amen. And you still trying to work on it and trying to make it run better. Then you done mess things up. You got to realize it's good. It done got fixed. It's running correctly. Amen. Now they're going on and drive it. But sometimes we overwork and overfix things. So what I want you to do is put your toolbox down. Amen. Put your wrenches, put your screwdrivers and pliers down. Give it to the master of mechanics. Give it to the high physician. Give it to the prince of peace. Give it to the lords of lords. Amen. Give it to somebody that can fix it. Somebody that can work it out. Praise God. And he don't do no half-stepping business either. Sometimes you take your vehicle to a jive-time mechanic, a bootleg mechanic. Amen. He don't do nothing but tear it up worse. But you need to give it to somebody that knows how to repair it. Amen. And get a good fixing. Come on, somebody. I ain't talking about those drugs either. Somebody said, I need a fix. They talking about that white stuff. Amen. I need a fix. You do need a fix, but you don't need those drugs. You need Jesus. Hello? I said you need Jesus. Praise God. Somebody can give you a complete fix. And if that's it, and fix it for good. It won't be going in and out of the shop. You got it fixed this week, and next week it's back in the shop. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord can save us and can cleanse us to the uttermost. He can truly make us a new creature in Christ. Is that right, sisters and brothers? Bible says 2 Corinthians 5:17 that therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. So I want to let us know this morning. Amen. When you look at our surroundings, amen, and it looks really tough. And I know sometimes, church, our temperature gauge is on the all-time high. Because everything is to the extremes. But I'm here to tell you, amen, in the will of the Lord, I'm here to tell you, let's pray for a temperature adjustment. Amen. Amen. It's heated All around us, you can look in any country, it's heated. You can look in any state, it's heated. So let us pray, church. Let us pray that the Lord turn the thermostat down. Praise God. Too high. Too hot. Amen. Praise God. Every time you're looking around, folks is getting murdered. Folks is getting killed. Amen. Children is being hungry. And not only children, people. Come on, somebody. Amen. It looked like war zone. And it is war zone. Things happening, erupting right here in America. You used to see all this turmoil in other countries, but it's right here at home. So Lord, turn the temperature down. Praise God. Amen. It's just all on the all-time high. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? Jesus don't like this. And through his word, he got scriptures that will prove that he pursued peace. Amen. So that's what I want us to do in America today. That's what I want us to do. Amen. Right here in your native country and in your individual homes, praise God. When the disturbance takes place, let us speak the word peace. Peace. Ain't God good? Peace. And you know what? Jesus took time, listen, out of his busy schedule. He took time to teach his disciples about peace. Amen. And I want to take time to read here the Beatitudes of the Lord Jesus Christ that's taken from Matthew, the 5th chapter. Amen. Verses 1, but my key verse is verse 8. Amen. So evidently, he thought this was so worthy to teach his disciples so they'll know how to perform in times such as these. The Bible says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. Amen. Now, this is coming from Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and we just read verse 1. The Bible said, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm doing kind of like Jesus. He opened his mouth and began to teach his disciples. And I'm going to open my mouth this morning and declare the good news. Now, don't act like this is foreign to you. Amen. We as people of God, don't act like you don't know what the word have taught us. But if you don't know, this is a reminder. The Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Do we have any mourners in the house? Don't look at yourself as just being just a pushover or nobody. But I want to tell you, you're blessed Blessed are they that mourn. And why you blessed is because you got a God that can help you in your mourning. Amen. He can help you. It might look dark to you, but he can help you to see a ray of light. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they, the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. So just continue to be meek. Don't get beyond yourselves. Stay humble. You let go and you let God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. I want to say a lot of people's hungering and thirsting after other things. Things of the world. Things that they want to get involved in. And those things that get you wrapped up and tied up into some dangerous situation. But we want to be hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's what we need. For they shall be filled. Then it said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let us all say mercy. Mercy. Can I say something? More mercy you show to others, more mercy you will obtain. Amen. Praise God. So let us be kind. Let us be generous. Praise God. You got a lot of people who's not going by the book. You got a lot of people who's not going by the word. See, the word will help us in times like these. When there is disturbance in the world, when there is alarmment in the world, and where there is chaos in the world, the word of God will bring you peace and will bring you comfort and will bring you strength. Amen. In time like these. While we're reading the funny books and while we're reading different type of love novels, we need to open up the word of God and read the word, because the word will keep us and keep us strong in time like these. If more folks read the word, it would be more folks here today in churches. You see, churches are getting scarce. You see, people just, they ain't worried about church no more. But we need God, and we need the fellowship, and we need to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's why the Lord took time to teach his disciples. You are blessed. You are blessed when you moan. Huh? Come on, somebody. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed of the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. Amen. We got a lot of corrupt hearts in this world and country. We got a lot of evil hearts in this world and country. And that's why the world is like it is today, because folks ain't going by the book. The Bible said, bless of a pure in heart, huh? For they shall see God. If you want to see God, you must have a pure heart. A pure heart is what? A pure heart is a righteous heart. A heart of love. A heart of justice. A heart of greatness. And a heart of righteousness. Praise God. Now here's my key verse here. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now it said the peacemakers. Now it did not say the peacebreakers. And that's what you see today in our land and country. That's what you see, amen, in our neighborhoods. That's what you see all around the world, is folks disturbing the peace. And the Lord is trying to instruct and remind us through his word that he say, you are blessed. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So let's look at the flip side of this. Well, if you ain't a peacemaker, then what this is saying, you're not blessed. And you cannot be called the children of God. Amen. Amen. Where are my peacemakers at? Where are my peacemakers? You might as well say, where are the children of God? But you look to your right, you look to your left, you look all around and look on what's happening today. You see disturbance. You see accusation. You see, amen, meanness and hatred. But my thought this morning is peace. Peace to America. Peace to all the native countries. Peace to you and I. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I want to be called the children of God. So it's my job to extinguish fires and unjust stuff and try to put it out. Not just fan it, amen, and let it blaze. Not just make something more worse. It's just a blaze now. Now it's burning up the whole city. Extinguish it. Put the fire out. Hello in here. That's God's way. How many know God has a way and men have a way? Man's way is just make things worse. He'll call you everything but a child of God. He'll have racist remarks. Amen. A lot of things that's of the devil. And we got the word of God too, that we can look in. So we'll see what side are we on. Amen. See, how many know it ain't but two sides? Huh? Come on. It's the Lord's side and the devil's side. It's no middle ground. You know, sometimes how the little children, they play, you know, they want to be on both sides. They'll tip over here to the right and they'll tip over here to the left and they's all around. We can't be tossed as children, as the Bible said, tossed to and fro as children. We got to decide who we going to serve. Amen. Do you know the definition of being a Christian? When you say you are a Christian, you must be what? Christ-like. Then you got to ask yourself, how was Christ? What did he do? How did he behave? And then you look at you. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to look way across the creek. Just look at you and see if you in line with the word of the Lord. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's happening right today. Folks are persecuted and beat down for righteousness. But God taking notice. Amen. God up high and he looked low. He sees such. and he going to judge, and he going to work in his time. Now, can I give you a solution? In these times that we are in, what do we supposed to be doing? Praying, seeking God, amen, fasting, and don't you worry. Have faith in God that God going to fix it, and he is in his due season. Amen. That's how God works. You ever been sick? I ask a question. I say, have you ever been sick?
Mentally, yeah.
Amen. And when did the Lord come? He's on time. But guess what? He might don't come on your time. He might don't come right to your rescue. He wants you to wait some time.
And not lose faith.
And not lose faith. Isaiah 40:31 says, wait on me. The Lord is saying, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So that's what we have to do. We just got to wait. I know the storm are raging. I know the problems are on the all-time high. But you wait. Don't get all upset and you get into the whirlwind like everybody else. Just jump right in the whirlwind and start acting up. You sit and look, and you'll see something. You will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see the Lord at work. Amen. Sometimes you go through construction jobs, and you see a sign that says, men are working. That means slow down, slow up. You may have to make a detour. But I want to tell you, the Lord are working. He is at work. So you just let go and you let God. Isn't this good news this morning? Amen. I believe in preaching on reality. I believe in preaching what's going on, amen, in today's time. Because people are looking for answers. They don't understand what's happening, and they just feel like they just, amen, just fearful and frightened and can't do nothing. Don't want to go nowhere. But I want to tell you, you go wherever you want to go. You got God on your side, amen. You don't have to be afraid. What did the word say? The Lord said he didn't give us the spirit of fear. What did he say? Huh? Look at there. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. Where's our power then? Where's the power? We done sung that song, send the power down, Lord, send the power down. The power is here. He give us the spirit. He don't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Not a mind that's drunk. Bible teach about drunkenness. Not drinking with alcohol too, but I'm not talking about that kind of drunkenness, but drunk with the cares of the world and cares of life. And you don't know what to do. You don't know how to do. You just so confused. Sometimes you got to ask somebody, what day is this? This is Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday, but the day is Sunday. Come on, somebody. Get your balance together. You're too disturbed. You got to realize you're blessed. Calm down. America, calm down. Church folks, calm down. Everybody in the entire world prayed to God. But the sad part about it, everybody's saying they're Christians. And they're doing such evil. You must walk in his word. You must keep his commandments. You must show love. That's proved to you if you're a Christian. Amen. You can't be selfish. You can't have your way all the time. It's your way or no way. It's your way or the highway. It's what I say. Amen. See, we can't have a mind of being a king. We don't serve but one king, and that's Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. He's in control of everybody and everything. So let us as Christians keep the peace flowing in our hearts. I think things going to get worse before it get better. I do think it's going to get better. Amen. But I think things going to get worse before it get better. But what I advise us all to do, keep our integrity, walk in God. Don't let nothing or nobody hinder you from this race. Praise God. You're going to have people talk to you and start telling you some things and make you, if you listen, you'll build up some hatred. But I want you to not listen. Put your hand up and say, whoa, I don't want to hear that. That will provoke my spirit. I want to hear about love. I want to hear about joy. Brother Daniel sung that song this morning, joy. Unspeakable joy and full of glory. That's what I want to hear about. I want to hear about praying. Church, Daniel, I'm looking at this. It's off. It's still showing me waffles and sausages and eggs. Praise God.
Still on.
It's still praise to you, the Lord. Yeah. Devil, you might as well be rebuked. I know you don't like this word this morning, but I must declare it anyhow because it's your word. Let's read on now. It said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Meaning that they are lying on you. For my name's sake. Don't you pull out your pistol. Don't you get mad and want to be violent. Allow that peacemaker to work in your life. Praise God. See, we have to do reverse this thing when we say we are Christian. We're going to allow these things to just to get us down and we look into the ground and we moaning and we groaning and the only thing we have is a sad luck story. No. What we going to do? That next verse says rejoice. Come on, somebody, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. Praise God. I feel my joy. I feel my goodness coming. Amen. I want to tell everybody here. in the fear of the Lord. I want you to know in these times, you need an answer. In these times, you may not understand, but you keep your hope in the Lord. You keep your face looking up to Jesus. You keep rejoicing anyhow, because I know if God, I said if God is for me, who can be against me? I know one can chase a thousand, and two can put 10,000 to flight. So I don't have nothing to worry about. I don't have nothing to be sad and low. I don't have, amen, intention to fall out of the race, but I'm rejoice. I said, do I have any witness in this place? I said, I'm a rejoice and be glad, because my reward is in heaven. Praise God. Do what you want to do. God got me. God gonna fix this thing. Amen. You don't do violence to violence. And amen. Fight. Somebody fight, you fight. No. You put up the sword, Peter. Amen. You hold the fat. The battle is not yours. You leave it alone. You quit fighting. Battered minds. But so many of us keep fighting another man's battle. This is God's battle. So why are you trying to fight his battle? You let go and you let God fight it. I know we all have some battles that we're facing. What you gonna do about it? Moan and groan, being sad, worrying. Amen. No. You're gonna let go and let God fix it. Amen. He knows when to fix it. When he work, it is worked. Amen. And guess what? He don't need your help. He's God all by himself. Praise God. Let us all say peace. That's how you pursue peace. Amen. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, pursue peace. You know what that means? Work hard to keep peace. Anything you see that going to disturb the peace, you don't fertilize that. You don't, amen, fan it, but you pursue it. But we're living in a time now that folks ain't trying to pursue peace. They trying to pursue evil. They working hard to pursue evil. Every day there's another evil. Amen. Every day is another unjust. It's just something all the time. But that's not the way of the Lord. And that's not the way that we conduct ourselves. We need instruction. I mean sanctified instructions. I mean godly instructions. To me, across the pulpit, I don't see too many people is giving people the answer in this world that we're living in. I see a lot of quietness. Leave it alone. Don't bother with it. No, no, no. They ain't what my Bible said. My Bible said, cry out. Spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Come on, somebody. And show thy people their transgression. Now, that's what the words say. And in these last and evil days, we must do it more rapidly, because the devil, he's going from here to there more rapidly. The Bible says that he walking about as a roaring lion and seeking whom he may devour. He don't care who you are. He don't care, Pastor Lennon, because you're the pastor of the church of God. That makes no difference to him. He'll come to your house. He'll come to my house. He'll come to everybody's house. But it's our job is to thoroughly purge the floor and thoroughly clean your house. And when he drive up or pull up, let him know he got to pull off. You're not welcome here. You must go. And you must go now. You can't play with the devil. The Bible said resist him and he will what? Flee from you. Let us say this is fleeing time. If you're going to survive, you can't be a little wimp. If you're going to survive, you got to be mighty up to God. Let the Lord take over. And you move out of the way. And let him fight the battle. This is how you have peace. Praise God. Okay, now let's move on here. Devil, could you move out of my way, please? Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah, church. Thank the Lord. Pray for us. Thank God for this peace message. Isaiah 26:3-4. The Bible said, thy will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thy will. I like that. The Lord will. He going to tell us what he going to do. Thy will keep him in perfect peace. Won't he do it? Who mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusted in thee. Now this is the key. Now we read the scripture pretty quickly and fast sometimes, but we need to get the meat of this. It said, thou will keep him, her, or whoever, in perfect peace. Yes, yes, yes. God can keep us in perfect peace in times like these. But one thing about it, in order to stay in perfect peace, our minds must be stayed on the Lord. That's when people get off course. The Lord want to keep us in perfect peace, but our minds is not stayed on the Lord. See, our minds begin to run and do some evils. Our minds begin to run, amen, and blow up stuff. Amen. Our minds want to run, amen, and create chaos. Come on, preach with you. Our minds begin to run, amen, and do injustice. But the Bible said, who mind is stayed on the Lord, he will keep us in perfect peace. Do you know what perfect peace is? Treating your fellow man right. Show love and justice. Feed America's children. Help people that's in worse shape than we are. Don't just kick them to the curb. That's not perfect peace. Perfect peace is feeding the hungry. Come on, somebody. Clothing the naked. Help the
prison bounds. Help that fallen brother, that amen, that slip and stumble. What you gonna do is just jump on them. Our song in our songbook 253 said, let us. Get me that 253, that song. Let us love one another. But it said, lift thy brother. I believe that's 353. Is that it? No, it's 353. Okay, who got it? I want to say it just right. Amen, because I want you to do it just right. Where it say, lift our fallen brother. Okay, now listen up. See, perfect peace is to do good stuff. Our job is to lift our fallen brother. Amen. Our brothers done fail. We lift our fallen brother. Come on.
Lift him gently by the hand.
Lift him gently. Come on. You so kind and you want to do it God's way. You ain't trying to be mad and just jerk him up and, amen, relocate his shoulder or get his leg out of place. No, you want to lift him gently by the hand. Speaking words of cheer and comfort and point him to a better land. Now that's what we call perfect peace. Helping people do the right thing. Don't get mad because they done failed. Lift them gently by the hand. Brush them off. Hug his neck and say, I love you, brother. Let's get up and start again. That's not the motto of people's life. People today, they smash it down. They'll go ahead and shoot some bullets in you. They'll go ahead and do some evil stuff. But everybody talking about they Christians. They love. Amen. Where is our peace? Amen. So you know that when you do evil, evil cause chaos and get people all out of shape. So that's why we, whatever we do, we want to do it in a righteous manner. Is that right? Amen. So I got all of that from this scripture here in Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Praise God. In the third verse, thy will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Come on, church. Because he trusted in the Lord. Now, for these things to take place, you cannot trust in man, but it says, those that trust in the Lord. Man will fail you. Man will let you down. Man will fool you. Man will kill you. Man will do a lot of evils. You can't put your trust in man, but you must put your trust in God. Amen. Praise God. And his hand is always open. He don't care who you are. He's telling you, I got the answer for you. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. And guess what? Come. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
He's a rest giver. I'm not talking about sleeping in your bed for rest. I believe there are quite a few people this morning got that natural rest, in your bed. But that's not the rest the Lord is talking about. His rest is soul rest. He keeps you calm. He keeps you relaxed. He lets you know, I got this thing. Only thing you need to do is move out of my way and let me handle this. I had to do that numerous of times. I remember sometimes I got upset and I was getting ready to handle it in my way. And I hear that still voice. It said, move out of the way. Because you're getting ready to mess up. See? And then when I let the Lord got in my way, he fixed it. Won't he do it? Amen. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. 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 Okay. I got a few more scriptures here. But I'm here to tell you upon conclusion. Don't let nobody disturb your peace. Sometimes you and your family getting along good. You and your wife getting along good. Somebody come in the home and next thing you know, the peace is disturbed. Amen. You talking to a family member on the phone, and next thing they know, they say one little thing you don't like, and next thing they know, boy, you were going off. But I want to say this. I thank God for those 19 months that walk barefoot. Didn't have no shoes on. Over 10 states. Yes. Declaring the wonderful message of peace. I was looking at them. They don't believe in a lot of clothes. I could see bare skin, but they was out there in zero temperature. Going through the rivers, walking through waters, through cold rain, carrying the great message of peace. And I think this week they will end up there in Washington, D.C. Amen. To do their final tour. Then they will head back to Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. But I noticed one good thing that captured my attention. They had a saying that they will say every place they go, they had this saying. And this saying go right along with my message this morning. And that saying was, peace I leave with you. Let not your heart. Excuse me. Hold on. No, I want to say it. Excuse me. Hold just a moment. I want to say it just like they said it. I got it here somewhere. Amen. All right. I want to say it just like they said it. Amen. Okay, there it is. This is the saying. They said, today is going to be a peaceful day. No one can mess it up. They told everybody when they made their stops, the head man at the front, he was telling folks, he said, y'all say this, repeat after me. Today is going to be a peaceful day. And no one can mess it up. I said, wow, that sound, you know, that triggered my spirit. And that's something we can say every day. Amen. That's a good thing to say. Praise God. Today, claim it and name it. Today, come on somebody. Amen. Today is going to be a peaceful day. And guess what? And no man or nobody can mess it up. Don't let nobody disturb your peace. You know, sometimes you be happy whistling and around your house and getting stuff done. Hey, man, I seen this in my dad. He ran a mechanic shop and he's happy and stuff. Then there go a customer come up and disturb his peace. Start complaining and being rude. And then next thing you know, his, amen, attitude changed. My dad's attitude changed because this man is saying this and he have to tell the man what he need to know. So I'm here to tell you, sometimes you ain't really got to tell the folks what they need to know. If you hear nothing, say nothing. And I believe I got scripture to back that up. Do you remember the adulterous woman they brought before Jesus? And they accused her of adultery. And they was telling the Lord, in the law, Moses' law, they said that she should be stoned to death. And Jesus was writing on the ground. And the Lord didn't say a word. He just began to still write. Amen. Praise God. Look at God. So he didn't want to add nothing to that conversation. He used wisdom. After he finished writing on the ground, he looked back. Hello, somebody. Where is the accusers? They all cleared out. And you didn't have to say a mumbling word. That's what you call peace. Don't think you got to say some words. And a lot of times folks want to say the last word. I got you. I said the last word. That's how kids do. I said I gave him the last word. That ain't no good. Let's quit it. Let's pursue peace. And stand on those principles. Is that right? Amen. All right, let's move on now. John, our last scripture here. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. And I'm going to tell you what Jesus required. Amen. Let us all say we got to do it God's way. All right, let's see what God's way is. Let's turn John. John 14:27. Amen. John 14:27. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, that's John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. And peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Look at God. Jesus, he left and went up to sit on the right hand of God. And he just didn't only go up, but he left for something. And he left for peace. And when he come back and return, he want peace to still flow. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Now he give it to us. Now, what did he give it to us for? Just to still have confusion? To still be, amen, in turmoil? He said, now I give you this peace. I don't give you the peace as the world give it. See, their kind of peace, long you in harmony with them, they'll be your friend. They'll have peace. But the very time you get on their nerves, that peace going to turn to something else. And it ain't going to be good. See, that's how the world peace are. But our peace, when things go wrong, we still have peace. When things go right, you still have peace. When everybody call you everything but a child of God, you don't get all out of shape. You still have peace. See, that's godly peace. But the world peace, amen. You get on my nerves, I'm going to tell you, you need to get off my nerves, so to speak. You want to fight? Amen. I'm ready. You ready? Where you want to, when you want to start? Come on, somebody. That's the world peace. Amen. Somebody got to be humble. As one of the brothers used to say in our congregation, somebody got to eat the humble pie. Everybody cannot be haughty. Who going to be on the humble side? Who going to have some shut mouth grace? While you're there yelling and arguing and fussing, you can be praying and seeking God. Lord, help him. Help me, Lord, through this situation. If people use this text of scripture this morning, there wouldn't be that many people out there in the grave sites and then passed away and died. A lot of people would have been living today if they would have just understand what peace was all about. And sometimes people got the nerve, they go and say, you better move out my way because I'm getting ready to get my peace. And that ain't no peace, that's their peace. That mean I'm going to get my peace. My peace is my pistol. I'm going to put some bullets in somebody. The world call that my peace. That ain't no peace. That's corruption. That's murder. Put up the guns, people. Put up the guns and pull out the Bibles. What the Bible say? Thou shalt not kill. Love your enemies. Do good to folks that despitefully use you and call you everything but a child of God. You see how far we done drifted away from the truth? And sometimes we don't even preachers. Sometimes they drifting away from the gospel that need to be preached, and we need to pray. Lord, give me. That's why I cannot put my sermons on a sign down there at the end of the road to tell you what I'm gonna preach next Sunday, because I don't know, but I know God know, and He gonna give me a message, and He just don't give it to me until I pray. I pray and seek God, Lord, send me a message. Give me a message, Lord, from you. I don't just go and pick and choose. Oh, over here, Ezekiel. You know, let me get over here in Ezekiel because I need to talk and get this person straight right here. Then I'm going to go over here to Revelation and tell them where they're going to go. Amen. There's hell over here. I can't do that. I have to pray. Pray your sermons down from heaven. Sometimes people ask me through the week, Pastor, are you preaching Sunday? I said, yes. What are you going to preach? I said, I don't know. What you mean you don't know? You're supposed to have your sermons together. You don't wait till the last minute. That's how the Lord operates sometimes. Sometimes the last minute sermons is the best. Sometimes I think I got a sermon when I come to church. And when I come and stand behind the pulpit, he changed that. And I just preach whatever he say. And sometimes that's the best sermon. Because the Lord came right on time and give us just what we need for this hour. So let us seek the Lord. Let us change our attitudes. And this is 2026, and we want to show some betterment. Want to show a more greater life. Want to change from what I used to be. Amen. And I'm so glad I'm not like I used to be. And I'm glad there came a great change in my life. So I am very thankful this morning. I know this message was lengthy, and that's what we need, is a lengthy message sometime. Because the devil, he's doing some lengthy stuff. Amen. While you sleep, he's plotting and planning, tearing up stuff. You get up stuff, then tow up. Amen. It won't tow up before you went to bed. But see how the devil does? Brother and sister, I just drove my four-wheel drive. I just drove it last night. And I parked it right there in the driveway. And it was running fine. And that morning, this had happened. When I get up, I go out there, it won't even start. It won't even move. See, the devil done got into that. See? Lord don't, he ain't going to tear your stuff up. He going to try to, you doing his will, you going to the hospitals, you going to visit the sick, and you going to preach, and you do, oh man, he going to help things to just work in your favor. But the devil ain't going to work in your favor. I tell anybody that. He going to try to stop you. But what we supposed to do to the devil? Smile at him and wave at him? No, say, devil, get thee hence. I don't tell him to get thee behind me. No, I don't tell him that, because I'm tired of him behind me, because I can't see where I'm going if I keep looking back at him. But you get thee hence, Satan, in Jesus' name. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you.